Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Now, have you ever had your internet go down?
Yes.
Many times.
What's the best thing that you can do when your internet goes down? Just as the first thing that you can do to try to get it back up.
I was going
to
say sledgehammer, but then you said first thing, so it'd start with a smaller hammer.
That's like the third thing.
Oh, okay.
Turn
it off and on again. Did you try turning it off and on again? So, and that's the thing. If you are there, your internet goes down.
Yep.
And you can run into where the router is.
Right.
And you can unplug the power from the router and the modem. How many of you have been through this? Even if you call the ISP, the first thing that they're going to say, have you tried turning it off and on again? And that usually fixes it. Right?
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
It reconnects and bingo bango, you're back in business. Bingo,
exactly. Bingo, bango. So why does it happen? Well, there are little fluctuations in electricity. Your power may like go down just a little bit to a few volts below and then come back up to normal. And you may not even notice it, but your sensitive electronic devices like your modem, your router, they notice it and they lock up.
Right.
When that happens, you unplug the power, you let it sit for 15 seconds, you plug it back in, it comes back up, and miraculously, somehow, it works again.
It's magic.
Mm-hmm.
So
the magic of off and on again.
Yeah, exactly.
The one switch.
The magic that we learned from the IT crowd. Yes. Henry, when you were last here, we started talking about becoming builders, becoming makers, starting to craft our own inventions and creating things with a soldering iron and a couple of components.
I'm still waiting for my spaceship, but yes.
We're working on it.
Okay.
So far, all I've been able to come up with is a little thing that restarts my modem. When the internet goes down.
It's a start.
Okay, so I built this, Henry.
Ooh.
How's that look, right?
It's a box.
I'm going to bring it up on the screen just a little bit closer for you folks so that you can see. So this box has a power cable coming out of it. Which way am I going? Here we go. So a power cable coming out of it. Mm-hmm. It has a power inlet right there, a USB port, and that is literally it. Pretty simple, right?
Nice.
What do you think it could do? I kind of hinted to it. So with this device, what I've designed, what I've invented, if you will, is something. So I plug my modem in, the power cord for my modem into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I plug this, which matches it. It's the same adapter, into the modem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the power goes in there. This goes into the modem. Now this USB port plugs into my router. It's a MikroTik router. So I'm able to actually program that router with some customized code.
Okay.
So I built this first, then I wrote a program that pings websites on a schedule. So every 5 minutes, it will check if Google's up. It will then check if Twitter is up.
Oh,
and it
right.
will, if any of those are down, it will say, is Facebook up? And it will check that. Because my theory is, all of those are not ever going to be down at the same time.
Yeah.
I think it even checks Microsoft.com. Like all
Whoa.
Of
so all of just, the things that I mean one of them might go down, but
sure.
not all of them.
Permanent actually. Foundations
so,
kind of
So
thing,
it's
right?
like a ranking system. This device that I designed will rank whether the internet is up or down based on if all of those sites are down. And there's a list that I've programmed into it that are basically sites that I would expect probably would never go down. Google, if it goes down, is Twitter up? Yeah, so it's Google is having a problem, and it will make that assumption.
Interesting.
So if all of them are down and more than 5 minutes has passed, this device will then cut the power to my modem, wait for 5 seconds, and then power the modem back up again.
That's
basically
smart.
Simulating the fact that, well, simulating somebody being there and unplugging the power and plugging it back in again. Nine times out of ten.
Genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so 9 times out of 10, it brings it back up.
That's great.
And why did I do that? Well, I'm often remoting into my computers, and in order to do that, the internet has to be up.
Yes.
If I'm remoting in and the internet goes down, who's there to restart the router?
Right.
Yes.
Right? In this case, the modem.
Ta-da.
Then my modem died. And the ISP replaced it with the new gigabit modem. And I was like, yes,
Yay.
I got the new gigabit modem. It's better. It's faster. It's
stronger, faster, better.
Right? And it did not have the same adapter. It's a straight 110 volt into the outlet.
Right into.
Yeah. So this, unfortunately, is no longer any use to me.
But guess what?
Chicken butt.
That was just step...
I have young kids.
That was just step one.
Yeah.
So the next step will be the next one.
You're like Iron Man. You just
built
the first.
Right? You're going to be
so
fine.
So I'll build the next bigger, better, faster one. Right?
Right.
I will do that because I'm in for the challenge.
Right.
But you notice... What do you notice about this? You called it a box.
It's blue.
It's a box.
Yeah. And it's blue.
Because I, being the maker that I am, I like things to look like... A proper device. It's a proper device.
Right.
Yeah, it's.
So I built it myself, but it cost me $45.
Oh.
In components.
I wonder if you could do better. You could do better.
Plus my time. So the inner component. Well, probably. Yeah.
Right. Like so.
Sure.
The next
I could build it cheaper.
The next step would be.
But I built it, and it still cost me a fair bit of money. But it was the experience, and I learned, and I'm learning to be a maker. And
for
and
that
that's
amount
important.
Of money, you could buy a hamster that runs in the wheel.
Am I right?
And then just powers the modem all day, right? So that's
exactly.
an issue, right?
It's and costs. That is what we're looking at tonight, folks. A hamster wheel power. No, we're not actually doing that. I forgot. We changed the at the last minute.
Oh,
we changed
what
it's
we were
because
doing.
I'm, you know, vegetarian, and there's the whole like animal
I know,
rights
right?
thing.
We
got to
take good
I'm
care
not.
Of the animals. But what happened is when we unveiled this product, a company reached out to me and said, "Hold on, we've got just the thing for you."
Ooh. What is it?
And the company happens to be called. Are you ready for this? Reset Plug.
Huh.
Reset Plug. That's the name.
Original.
That's the name of their product. Anyways, now the company is called Multinet, and you want to be careful as you're looking for this device because there are other devices that look similar. They maybe boast that they might do the same thing, but I've looked. This is a fantastically developed device, and it's patent pending. So
You're all good. You're protected.
Yeah, this is like the real deal, folks. So like the brand name of this particular kind of device.
Right.
So what does it do? It takes the same kind of premise of what I devised in my device, but it makes it into a 110 power outlet or otherwise. So let me show you this.
Okay.
Here is the reset plug, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like a plug.
Should we get into the box?
Yeah.
So this becomes an unboxing video.
Oh, it's unboxed.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, unboxing of a reset plug. It's
we all know unboxing is my favorite.
Come on now, baby.
Unboxing is my very favorite for this reason.
Yeah.
Box here.
There you go. So I mentioned 110 volt, but there are four different versions of this. So we've got the Americanized Canadian version, like with the 110.
There's the crazy power. The crazy power of
exactly.
the UK stuff.
They've got the one that works in Australia, in Asia, in Europe, and so you can get one. Yeah, and I say that just so that you don't think, oh well, this doesn't apply to me because it's 110. It's American outlet. Well, they have one for everybody, so don't you worry about that. So I'm going to show you how to set this up and how it works, okay?
Okay.
So what this one does is it takes my idea, and they didn't copy my idea, obviously. They one-upped me on this.
They are next level.
Patent pending, folks. But this is like, you know, I had the thought that, hey, this would be a cool thing. Yeah. They actually are doing this and doing it right.
It's their full-time gig.
Yeah, this is just, it plugs in. Mm-hmm. And you plug in your modem or your modem and router, because you might want to restart both. You plug them in via like a power bar or something like that.
Plug it right in.
Yeah. So it's so super duper simple to set this up. To just demonstrate how simple, I'll tell you that the instruction manual is very thorough. And yet...
We're getting a full unboxing here.
Yeah, like we full get the unboxing, full... folks. That's the whole manual.
Oh.
It's like super simple.
It's a plug and go.
I could probably do this.
You want to take a look?
I just want to,
So we're going to plug it in. We're going to set it up. We're going to see what happens here. Now, all I have to do with this device is plug it into power. It lights up, and it's waiting for commands or something to be plugged into it. So... I don't have a modem that I can just turn off right here, right now, because then we lose access to the show and you're going to miss out on everything that we teach you. So what I did bring with me, Henry.
Excellent.
Aha.
Every single show, we do something where I need to buy a thing.
You want a lamp?
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so... Ooh,
whoa.
We've got light, right? Okay, so what we're imagining here is that this illuminated object over here that Sasha so badly wants.
Love lamp.
Is our modem, okay? So if the modem were, if the power was cut on the modem, it would look like that. And then the power comes back on, and it's actually going to be, you know, powered back on. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over here on my computer, and we're going to show you how this is set up. So I'm going to switch over to my computer here for you. So this is my Wi-Fi router, and I've set up a demo Wi-Fi access. It's so clever, Henry, how they've done this, because mine, it has to be plugged into a router with some software running and that kind of stuff. Notice it just came on because it's saying it's restarting over and over because there's no internet right now on it. So how this one works, it's different. It actually connects to my Wi-Fi router.
Wow. Like as an actual wireless device?
Yes. And if, and it was that simple to set up, I just plugged it into the wall or to my UPS or to my power bar. So with that, it's trying to connect to my router, and if the internet is down, it will restart the power to whatever's plugged into it, being my modem and my router, right?
My roommate's going to love this, and here's why. I have to just tell you.
Okay.
We have internet upstairs and downstairs. We have the basement apartment. She has the upstairs apartment.
Yeah, I remember
we
you saying that.
We have the device downstairs. We have the router.
We're but not if you're always, not home.
We're not always home, and the internet goes down.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, here's the thing.
So this is,
here's the
this
thing
is for you,
Sash.
Vanessa.
All right.
Hey.
So check this out, Vanessa. All right. So this is my Wi-Fi, demo Wi-Fi, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm simply going to push a button on the device. There's one button. That's how easy it is. The lamp just turned off, okay? And I just hold that in for 5 seconds and then let go. And then back at my computer, if I check for wireless access points, there, reset plug setup just popped up. Did you see that? It happened just as I brought it up. So I'm going to click on that and I'm going to connect. So it basically has created its own hotspot for me. Okay? Now, I wanted you to see this, my Wi-Fi setup, just so you see that my Wi-Fi is called demo Wi-Fi. Okay? So now I am actually connected to the reset plug. Okay? Light just came back on because it's still trying to reconnect. So now I'm going to go to 10.1.1.1 in my browser now that I am connected to the reset plug. I believe I am. No, I've disconnected. Oh, here it is. Okay, there it is again. I lost my connection there. Maybe I pushed it twice. So let's reconnect.
Always double tap.
Yeah. I tend to do this.
There we go.
So it's created a hotspot at 10.1.1.1, and it has DHCP, so as soon as I connect to it on its Wi-Fi with no password or anything, it's going to give me access to the interface. And I'll just mention now, you wonder, well, if it has no password, where's the security in this? True. I have to physically push that reset button in order to activate the internal component that allows a Wi-Fi connection. It's connected now. So unless I've clicked on, unless I've pushed that button, it's not going to let me do that. It says no internet, but I am connected. Obviously, there is no internet, but you notice that 10.1.1.1 has changed. It's no longer not found. Huh. It's asking me for my Wi-Fi setup.
Oh.
Ah, okay. So back at my router, you remember it was called demo Wi-Fi. Now, this is case sensitive, so I need to enter that exactly as it is. Okay? You notice that it came up there? That's just because I've tested this in the past, and I know that it works. My password, this is the actual password for the wireless device, the wireless service, the Wi-Fi.
Your router, your...
My wireless connection, okay. Right? So I'm telling it, now I'm connected into it, but I'm telling it how to connect to my actual internet.
So when you disconnect from it, it's going to know, hey, I can connect to your router.
Precisely.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yes, okay. So I'm going to enter my password here. Super secure. And you can give it a nickname if you want. I'm going to explain a little bit about that. But okay, so outage wait time. How long does this thing have to be down? How long does it have to lose connectivity to the internet before it thinks internet is down? I'm going to say 2 minutes for the sake of the demonstration because we don't want to wait five just to demonstrate it for you. How long do you want your modem and your router and whatever else is plugged into the reset plug to be off for before it turns back on? You can set that to 30 seconds if you want to be absolutely sure, but 5 seconds for the sake of our demo is good. And I'm going to submit that. Now it's sent, setup is complete. It's done, and it is actually going to restart. Did I have it up there on the screen?
You did.
Okay, fantastic. Good. I looked up. They see that? Now it's restarting. Right? So the light turned off. Imagine that's your modem, okay? So now it's going to come back up, and it's going to connect to my internal Wi-Fi, which has internet.
Cool.
So it's going to be able to now communicate with the internet, and it's going to say, oh, good, let's keep the power going. There it is. My modem just came back on. Modem is connecting. DHCP is happening. And this device is trying to access that Wi-Fi connection that I just set up. I'm done.
That's it. Okay?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as I've got my modem and my router plugged into that reset plug, it's now doing its thing.
You're all set.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Do we take it to the next level and actually test this thing?
Can we?
See this other power cord here?
Yes.
That's the internet connection. When I pull that power cord, the internet is going to go down here.
Oh right.
When that happens, if the reset plug does what it is supposed to do, we're going to see this light turn off for 5 seconds and come back on. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Power's still on.
Right.
Modem's still going. It's still trying to connect. Maybe the internet has gone down momentarily. Somebody's working out at the road and they just are adjusting wires. Internet is down. Oh, it's coming back up. Reset plug is not doing anything. But if it's down for 2 minutes consecutively, because that's the setting that we set. So if we can carry a conversation for 2 full minutes here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We should see that the reset plug is going to say, there's no internet here.
Yeah.
Let's power off.
Right. This is 100% just for, like, routers with Wi-Fi, right?
Oh. Who doesn't have Wi-Fi in their house? Power's back on. It's trying. Now it's given power back to the modem, just like I had unplugged it for 5 seconds and plugged it back in, and it's trying to reconnect to the internet now.
So
now,
cool.
I haven't plugged it back in, so it's going to keep retrying. And if it does not have internet now, it's got a 5-minute window.
Right.
So if internet does not now come back within the next 5 minutes, it will power off again. It will power cycle. Because maybe there is work being done in the area.
Yeah. You don't
there's something happening.
On and off.
And so it's going to just leave the power on for 5 minutes, then it's going to recycle.
So smart.
If it has a connection to the internet through that Wi-Fi connection, it will just keep the power going 24/7 for you.
Wow.
Huh.
That's called the reset plug. Clever. You can pick one up at cat5.tv/reset plug. It's one of those things that's like, duh. Why didn't we think of this before, right?
Well, especially if you're
internet's still down. Internet's still down, so it knows that, and it's coming back up. So it just power cycled the modem, and it's waiting for the internet to come up. That's why that happened. Cool. I just plugged it in, so it takes a few minutes. You know how internet is. It takes a few minutes to come back up. So
push buttons.
There you have it.
I have a question.
Sure.
And it might be an odd one, but can I set it up using my phone Wi-Fi? There wouldn't be any reason why I couldn't, right?
Well, your phone is accessing your home Wi-Fi.
Right, so then yes.
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
So the router at home is the one that is providing the Wi-Fi to your
phone. Right, so I can change that.
You can set it to use that.
Right.
But can you use your phone to configure this device?
That's the question. Because,
yes. Yeah, there's the app.
You don't even need an app because when I pull up my Wi-Fi on my phone, I'm
going to
see the reset plug set up Wi-Fi hotspot, and then I can bring it up that way. So yes, I could do that.
Okay, good.
For sure.
Okay, because I don't
bring
think
it up in Chrome or whatever.
My computer somehow doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. But see, here's the thing. So your thought is that if I don't have Wi-Fi on my computer, I can't configure the Wi-Fi for this device.
Right.
So it is true that you would not be able to connect to this device to configure it.
Right.
So that makes absolute sense from your computer.
Right.
But you could use your phone to connect to that reset plug setup.
Perfect.
SSID. Yep. Go to 10.1.1.1.
On my phone.
Change the access, the SSID and the password for your internal home Wi-Fi that you use on your phone.
Right.
And then save it, and it will connect to that.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or use a laptop. I understand now. I got
there
you.
Go.
My laptop stays
great question.
At, yeah, my laptop stays at the studio,
yeah.
And then my home computer is hardwired in.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we don't have Wi-Fi
for my
home.
How would you access that Wi-Fi?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Use your phone, use your tablet. You're
perfect.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to know about that device, let us know. Email live at category5.tv quickly. I mentioned some of the extra settings that are in the interface there, mm-hmm. being able to give it an alias, for example. Now, there is a commercial app that you can use mm-hmm. that allows you to control multiple reset plugs. This is perfect for someone who, say, has multiple properties mm-hmm. and wants to be able to look and monitor all of the internet connections at these properties. Okay.
Perfect.
So you can, through that app that costs just $2 a month, mm-hmm. you have access to being able to monitor them, see their uptime status, see their historical uptime.
Probably turn them on and off.
You can turn them off and on again from a remote location through your internet connection, right? So all these things are part of that commercial app. So you can, therefore, that's why you can give them a nickname. You can call this one Studio D, and you can call the other one Home. And so on and so forth. So check it out. It's cat5.tv/resetplug. Keep your devices connected all the time with Reset Plug.